Hi there. Welcome to Oyasumi Biotope. This is a lo-fi chill hop radio from Japan. This program is brought to you by Yuzusuke. I'm virtual radio personality from Japan. I'm living at virtual Tokyo. I hope we can get along well. So, what kind of day did you have? I hope this radio makes you feel better to sleep well tonight. By the way, as I told you before, I always go to my field every weekend. I plow a field, sow the seed, and watch over to grow vegetables. You know, that's not my work. It's just my hobby. Today, I planted a radish, Chinese cabbage. Chinese cabbage is often used in nabe in Japan. Whenever I went to field, I always get a lot of vegetables, you know, a large amount of vegetables on my field. Usually I invite my friends and do nabe, use my vegetables. Oh yeah, I'll explain about nabe. Nabe is something peculiar in Japan. Nabe is Japanese cuisine, which is similar to stew. We often do nabe with good friends in winter. Nabe is a cuisine that you put assorted ingredient into a single pot and cook all at the same time. A number of people eat together from a single pot. Whatever ingredient you put in the pot doesn't really matter. You can put anything you like. Any kind of ingredient are okay, but I think most ingredients are unique one at Japan. For example, daikon, it's Japanese white radish, and negi means green onion, and konnyaku, shirataki, in other words, yam cake. I didn't know that, I researched it. And also, chicken and fish, yeah, white fish is better for nabe. It is good for socializing since people are eating together from a single pot. We are looking forward to do nabe with good friends in winter. Okay, actually I didn't mean to talk about nabe, never mind. Okay guys, let's get started. Don't forget to brush your teeth before listening to this program. Are you ready for sleep? Here we go. Ofton Radio, Oyasumi Biotope. Then, good evening everyone. Ofton Radio, Oyasumi Biotope, Volume 10, Virtual English. This is Yuzusuke speaking. This radio program is Sweep into Juicing Radio from Japan, broadcast at YouTube, Podcast, Spotify, and so on. If you have a human relation problems at work, it doesn't matter tonight. It's time to just chill out. Let me take your team. First, please give me a time to announcement. At this radio, I'm waiting for your questions and your message. If you send a message for me, I'll answer at this radio on the Gmail or Twitter DM or Marshmallow, anything doesn't matter. Any kind of question or message are okay. Please tell or talk to me your concerns, for example about me, about your problems, about your job, your school life, about your programs, about these programs, about Japan, about anime, and so on. Please send a message to this email address, yviotope@gmail.com. One more time. yviotope@gmail.com. Also, you can find this information on my YouTube page of YouTube channel, or podcast and Spotify and other one also. Yeah, please just tell me, where are you read from? Now, let's move in on the main topic. I haven't answered received questions yet. So today is I want to continue where we left off. Yeah, these questions were sent by Sarah from USA. Thanks again, Sarah. So, first one, what's your favorite food? Okay. I like ramen. Ramen. Curry and rice. And yeah, also Thai cuisine. Actually, I talked about my recommend Thai food restaurant in Tokyo at this program's volume 7. Unfortunately, it's Japanese only though. And Chinese food, gyudon. Oh, in other words, gyudon is a beef bowl. A bowl of rice topped with cooked beef and onions. It's popular food in Japan. And also I like pancakes. Yeah, love pancakes. I always post picture of my cooked pancake on the Twitter. Yeah, pancake is happiness. I love it even if I get older. And I want to talk about ramen. I mean, Japanese taste ramen. Most of my favorite taste is Yokohama Ieke. As the name suggests, that was born in Yokohama. That's made of tonkotsu and soy sauce. Tonkotsu means a pork bone broth. It's really thick and also pretty heavy. That's the top of my for me. If you will visit to Japan and also you want to eat something, don't hesitate to ask me. Please send a message for these radio programs. Okay, next question. When you were a child, what career did you want to go into? Well, okay. When I was a child, I thought I want to be a doctor of other living creatures. For example, insects or something. When I was a child, I liked to go outside and observe the creatures. Actually, I don't remember well because it's ages ago. But I think these experiences are helpful for me. My fields are near from Tokyo. No, Bachelor Tokyo, you know. Never mind. And there is also like a countryside. In summer, the neighborhood kids play at around of the our field. So I often hunting bugs with neighborhood kids. They are really pleased if I play with kids to hunting bugs or do something. That also makes me happy. Of course, I don't have a child. That is, as if I have a child. So, my parents raised me with love and let me do what I like to do. So now, it helped to make the kids pleased. I want to watch over my kids do what they want if I became a father. Okay, next question. What's your happiest memory? Yeah, many things I have. Because in this radio, few people read the comment for me, and also few people who listen this program contact me on the Twitter. About this program, all things is good memory for me. And speaking about a long time ago, I remember the memory of my mother. Because my mother is already passed away. By the time I graduated high school, maybe. So, I treasure the time I spent my mother. When I was a child, I rarely like a picture books. So, my mother took me to the small library in my neighborhood. Actually, I don't recall my mother's voice. But, she lives my mind forever. So, when you finally feel that you should perform final parity, your parents are no longer alive. So, if you haven't seen your parents for a while, please say hi for your parents when you finish to listen this radio program. Okay, next question is the last one. but it's almost closing time. Actually, the last question's answer is going to take a long time, I think. So, hope to see you again. Okay, at last, I'm waiting for your questions and messages and requests. Please send them at the email or marshmallow or DM of Twitter. I'll read my email address again. yboTOPE@gmail.com. One more time. yboTOPE@gmail.com. Okay, almost that's it. Yeah. Christmas is just around the corner. What do you plan to do at Christmas? Maybe I just work, as usual. I think a lot of people will spend at home this year because of COVID-19. And it's getting colder and colder. So please take care of yourself. Okuto Radio, Oyasumi Biotope. This program is brought to you by Kyuzusuke. Have a good night. Sweet dreams.